started writing those songs back in 2020, and I was kind of evolving, I suppose, my sound and my style as an artist and as a songwriter, and I was starting to write in a lot of different genres, whereas I kind of come from that folky Americana world. And so was working with a lot of new people, Richie McCourt being one of those people, who's the producer and co-writer on this record. And just the more we were working on this material, I was like, oh my God, we have to record this, you know. I felt like all these songs fit really well together. So we started recording it last summer. I think it was May 2021. We did the first few and then kind of gathered the other songs that would fit well into that mold, and then this was born. So I'm really excited to finally have it out there. For me, as I said, it is a change of direction, and there's a large process in changing that style and that sound for me. So I'm delighted with how it's turned out.
Yeah, that's always interesting, I think, when, I'm chatting to an artist who completely changes direction. And when you started off in music, you would have had a folky kind of country sound, and that was really what was successful for you in the early days. But did you always know that that wasn't where you were going to stay, or you didn't want to stay as a country artist, and you had different influences in your musical career?
I don't know that I knew that. I just think that naturally happens. Like, we're all human beings, we're evolving all the time. What we like, what we're into, what we're listening to, what we're reading, what we're, taking in is always changing. And so definitely kind of four-ish years ago, I started to really change what I was listening to, and to really kind of want to explore different, stylistic choices in production. I think this, like, songwriting is always songwriting. You can write a great song. For me, like, anything I go in and record, I have to be able to do it just me and a piano, or just me and a guitar, and then I know it's a good song. The bones of the song are there. Whatever you put around that is, like, the production is, you can go pop, you can go rock, you can go electronic, you can go folk, you can go wherever you want, but the bones of the song are going to stay the same. But certainly for me, a few years ago, I started to want to explore a lot of different styles, but it's really hard to know where to start when you're kind of used to this and you're on this path. You know how to do that. You know how to play those instruments. You know how to produce that kind of thing. And so to change it entirely is like Michael Jordan going from basketball to baseball. You have to, you know what I mean? It's like, this is literally because I just finished watching The Last Dance, which is why that came to my mind. You do kind of have to relearn a lot of stuff. Certainly for me, there is no point in me putting out any music unless it is filling me with excitement and setting a fire in my belly, you know? And this really is. So I knew kind of going down this new direction was a really good thing for me.
Well, there is more elements of pop and electronic music in the record. It does still have folk storytelling roots, which is something that you're renowned for. And then obviously working with Richie McCourt, I'm sure, was a great benefit to you when you came to him with this idea of what you wanted the EP to sound like.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, actually, the first song that we wrote off of this EP is You Against Me, and we went down that real kind of dark synthy pop, like early Sia days vibe for that, just for the end of day demo, and loved it. And that became the kind of basis for sound for the rest of it. Everything else kind of grew from there. And I'm terrible when I'm in the studio because I'm like, more, put more in there. Let's go bigger. Let's go big pop chorus. Let's go. And Richie's like, that's not what you're supposed to do, Megan. So we were good at kind of meeting each other somewhere in the middle for sure.
What have you got planned then, I suppose, following on from this EP launch? Because, as you say, it does mark a new sound, but you've been playing a good amount of shows over the last while, which is great to see the music industry getting back to normality and, crowds getting into doors and bums on seats and stuff like that. So, I'd imagine you still have a lot planned then for the rest of 2022 following this release.
Yeah, loads going on. So this is out today, obviously, and then we're going to be releasing some alternative versions of the song. So, like, some live versions and some stripped back versions of the songs, which I'm really excited to show that side of them as well. You know, that kind of total 180 on that production, and kind of show people what the songs can do. And then there will be future releases. This won't be the only release this year. There's more in the works as well. And then in terms of shows, we're yet to announce some for the summer. So there will be some gigs coming up. But the kind of main focus for me this year is putting new music out. It's not so much the live. But definitely towards the end of this year and early next year, we'll be kind of back full swing at that.
And did you get to trial any of these new songs live yet? Because I know you had a show in the Moat Theatre not too long ago. So, and even from interviews that I've done on this programme over the last 2 years, it feels even strange to be saying that live shows are back. But for ages, musicians were kind of saying, we're just bringing songs out, putting them on social media and hoping people like them. You can never see whether a crowd are feeding off them. So when you played in the Moat Theatre, did you play some of the new material?
Wildfire was the only one, actually. The rest of it just, it felt a bit too soon. Like knowing I was putting it out in April, it felt a bit too soon to be playing them in November, October, November. But I did have a show in London there 2 weeks ago. And we played the full thing, which was received really well. And like I kind of would have a few people that I would really trust their opinions musically. So anytime I'm writing and recording something, I kind of have a few people, I'll run it past first. And I'll be like, what do you think about this? Do you think this is good enough? Like, I think that's really important, is those sounding boards and a few different ones, because everyone, you know, opinions are subjective. So having a couple of people you trust to bounce ideas off is always good. So when I got the thumbs up from most of them, I was like, okay, we're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, that is something that's so important, is to give that just as a confidence booster as well, isn't it? Just to know, right, I'm not completely wide of the mark here with opinions that I have or music that I'm trying to bring out. Just going back to the last year or so, it's been quite a whirlwind for other stuff for you as well. You did a cover of Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle that was selected by Netflix, and it was put on the show Firefly Lane, which was a huge achievement for yourself as well, and various other things that are happening nationwide and around the world too.
Yeah, it's been great. Like, this is going to sound bananas because, and I'm not saying the pandemic was all good by any means, it certainly was not, but there was a lot of good things to come from it for me. And I think in terms of my career, it was probably the best thing that could have happened for my career, because I'm a complete busy bee. Like, I will fill all of my days every day, whether it's sessions or gigs or tours or, you know, like working with other people, collaborating, being in the studio. And so having had all of my shows pulled for the most part over the last kind of 2 years, it really gave me a lot of time to sit back and explore different sounds and start producing for myself and collaborating with new people. And a lot of that time has led to these things that are happening now and the likes of Firefly Lane.
Do you think you'll keep doing that though, or will you have to go back to the way it was before the pandemic, or have you kind of learned so much now over the last couple of years that you're just going to keep going with that?
Yeah, like, I think we all have a choice now, you know, to a certain extent, obviously not in all walks of life. But I think obviously when it comes to playing gigs and getting out there, that's still really important for me. But I don't think it's as important as I used to think. You know, there's a lot of things you can do now, a lot of things I can do now, especially if I'm doing a lot of songwriting and songwriting for other artists and stuff for TV and film. Like, I can do a lot of that in the studio. I don't need to be on the road for that. And actually being on the road for that means I could do less of that if I'm away all the time. So it's going to be difficult to strike the balance for sure, because you kind of want both and you want a good balance of both. But I think it's going to take some time to really know what that looks like. I hope that, the years ahead will involve a nice balance of live gigs and time in the studio. That's the plan.
Plans aren't always for keeping, though, I suppose. You know,
no.
Things are going to change, I'm sure, down over the next couple of months, no doubt. But the new EP is fantastic, I have to say. Listen to it all there during the week. And we're going to play my favourite song from it, which is the title track, Time, Thought You Were On My Side. It's out today on all the various platforms. You can check it out. And as Megan said, hopefully live shows coming back towards the end of this year as well. Just give us out your social media handles if people want to keep up to date on how to find out more about live shows and stuff, because you send out a newsletter from time to time, which is very helpful.
I do indeed, yeah. You can sign up for that newsletter on my website, which is just megan-o'neill2ls.com. And then my Instagram is Megan O'Neill Music. That's kind of where I tend to post the most, so you'll get the most updates there. Twitter's at Megan O'Neill and Facebook is at Megan O'Neill Music too.
Great stuff. Always great talking to you on the programme, Megan, of course, from Ballymore Eustace and the new EP, Time Thought You Were On My Side, out now, and you can check it out. And this is the title track. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Owen.